Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, the superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to an all-new episode of The Soup Scoop, as we take you behind the scenes of DVUSD. November 11th is Veterans Day, and in the days leading up to the 11th, many DVUSD schools will participate in ceremonies honoring our nation's military veterans. On this episode of The Soup Scoop, we wanted to honor several military veterans who are our own DVUSD family members. And we want to get to know more about their service, not only to our country, but their service to the students and families of DVUSD. We'll hear from veterans from all walks of life, a plant foreman, a principal, junior ROTC instructors, even a school board member. What got them into the military, how they transitioned from military life to public education service, and what advice would they give to students considering a military career? It's all coming up after this 30-second break.
Research shows that when parents and other caring adults are involved, students achieve more. That's why DVUSD is committed to reaching out and involving parents and the community through volunteering. Volunteering focuses on welcoming all families into the school community, communicating effectively, supporting student success, speaking up for every child, sharing power, and collaborating with the community. For more information on volunteering at DVUSD, including links to school parent organizations, visit dvusd.org/volunteer.
Welcome back to The Soup Scoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the pomp and circumstance of the holidays, and you can miss the true meaning of the celebration. With Veterans Day approaching, we wanted to honor several military veterans who work for the district. We also wanted to get to know them better. You'll hear from five veterans who continue to do public service, not in the military, but in public education. And we'll see how they got started to how they made that positive change to teach our students and leading our teachers and staff. We'll start in the most appropriate branch of the armed services for the state of Arizona, the U.S. Navy. We have two Navy veterans who grew up in Arizona and who now work together at Inspiration Mountain School, Dr. Joanne Swarting, the principal at Inspiration Mountain, and Tate Bradley, the plant foreman at the home of the Knights.
Actually, I joined the military here in Phoenix in 1979, joined the Navy.
Okay.
I went to boot camp in San Diego, and then I reported my first ship as a deck seaman.
Obviously so not in Arizona because, yeah,
no.
not much water in
that
Arizona.
That was actually in Long Beach.
Okay, nice.
And then it was a brand new ship. I was part of the original crew, first crew.
Which one?
It was the USS Duncan, FFG-10.
Nice.
And I served on there for almost 3 years, and I was sent to a technical school, became an operations specialist. And then I went on to another small destroyer in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where I served for 3 years on the USS Benjamin Stoddard. Left the Benjamin Stoddard and went to the USS Hole, H-O-E-L.
Wow.
Another Adams-class destroyer out of San Diego. And then I did my first tour of Navy recruiting.
That's a good story. How about you, Dr. Schwarting? What's your story?
Well, I actually graduated high school a little early. I was 17 when I graduated, and I was on a delayed entry program. So I went into boot camp when I was 17. And the funny story is my mom had to sign over custody to the U.S. government for a few months while I went through boot camp, right?
Okay.
Then I was, my first duty station for a couple of months was a little NAFAC in Coos Bay, Oregon. This was in the early 80s, 1983, so we were still kind of on the tail end of the Cold War. And this NAFAC monitored Russian traffic off the coast, so that was pretty cool. They found out they made a mistake in my orders and transferred me back up to Bangor, Washington, where I did refit for Trident submarines. So I was an interior communications electrician, small voltage, low voltage, I should say. And when the submarines pulled in, we did a lot of work on their electronics.
I'll be darned. So obviously when your military career starts to wind down, what's going through your head as you're looking at options around in your community? And then maybe what kind of process did you go through deciding to go into education?
Actually, when I left the military, I retired as a chief petty officer. And I'd found out during my leaving the military that enlisted can have two federal retirements. So I was looking for a federal job, which I did with the Postal Service. And then I retired from there. And everybody in the Postal Service was telling me, hey, go to a school district. They're hiring. They're hiring. So I live in Deer Valley School District. That's how I came about coming to Deer Valley.
Okay. That makes sense. How about you when you were winding down?
So I actually spent 4 years in the Navy. Mine was an interesting story because I was trained specifically on steering diving panels, oxygen generators, so very specific submarine equipment. But when it came time for me to reenlist, they were going to put me on a ship in San Diego. And I didn't feel real comfortable as a E5 at the time, Petty Officer Second Class, whether I had that knowledge. So I had enough money to go to college now through the program with the military. And so I came home and went to college.
Okay. Yeah. Well, obviously there's some blanks in there.
Yeah.
How'd you get into education?
Well, interestingly enough, I went to college to become a lawyer. I know.
Which works well for a principal.
Exactly. throughout that program, I met my husband and then had 4 children in 5 years. So I took a little hiatus there and got involved with the PTA at their school and thought, wow, this is way better than being a lawyer. And so I changed it up a bit and got my education degree.
Don't you think it's a little comical that both of you sitting here are from the Navy and we don't have a stitch of water around here?
Exactly.
Anywhere?
We're in the desert or the pine trees. Yeah.
We're sand sailors.
Yeah,
sand
that's right.
Yeah, we like that solid ground. What were once you got into public education, what were some of the similarities and differences between the military life and the public ed life?
Similarities? I wouldn't say there's a whole lot between the military and what I do as a plant foreman for the school district.
Well, your life is run by bells here,
right,
probably.
Yep.
That's probably similar.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be
maintenance. We're always maintaining.
Maintaining the campus, working with other people of different personalities. You have to be able to adjust yourself and how you approach them and stuff. So, and I learned a lot of that in the military.
For sure.
So,
yeah, and then being stationed in different spots, too, you had to adjust every time they moved you somewhere else.
Right.
Okay.
So,
and you've been in different Deer Valley spots, yes?
Yes, this is my third school.
Okay, so you've had to adjust 3 times. It's like we stationed you at Inspiration Mountain.
Yeah, it's my twilight tour.
How about you? See any differences or similarities?
Oh, lots of similarities. I think, the military taught me some discipline, responsibility, attention to detail, obviously. And those are all skills that I bring with me in all my jobs. I love what Tate said about the people. You know, we in the military, it's such a diverse culture. And that helps you develop these people skills and understanding of diversity that we also bring with us as well. Yeah.
What advice would you give to those who are thinking about joining the military as a high schooler?
As a high schooler going in the military, I'd tell them to make sure that they had everything they wanted out of the military. If they're going for like the GI Bill or the Navy, used to have the Navy College Fund. If that's what they're going for, make sure they utilize it after they're done. A lot of people join saying, well, I'm going to get this college money like Dr. Swarting is. And then they get out and they don't realize, if you haven't started it within 12 months, you usually start losing it.
Mm. So stay on top of programming.
Use it as a stepping stone for what you want in life and get that training.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true of any job. Mm-hmm. Learn as you go and take different parts as you grow.
Absolutely.
How about you? What?
Yeah, be strategic. Make sure when you enlist that you are focusing on what you want to do as with that stepping stone. I went in not knowing. I had to strike for my position because I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I was still pretty young. But I would recommend that you kind of have a good idea of what it is you want to do and if the military can offer that for you. It's a great career choice. Mm-hmm. Retirement benefits after 20 years are phenomenal. And, yeah.
Who would you suggest for the kids to talk to if I'm 18 years old versus just obviously a military recruiter who's going to tell you all the cool stuff? Mm-hmm. Where would you go to find out the real stuff?
I'd go online.
Mm. Like the Navy groups or something?
The Navy has a really good online information okay. site.
Okay.
And so I'm sure the other branches do. I don't check those, but I have read through the Navy's, and it's pretty straightforward on the process and all that. But I'd also go talk to the VFW, find some veterans, and talk to them, ask them what it's really about, mm-hmm. what it's really like.
Or swing by Inspiration Mountain.
Right. Exactly. We have our own.
We have our own VFW right here.
I did recruit for the Navy for 9 years, so
you can't just feel down.
Guidance counselors, ROTCs, a lot of our high schools, I think all of our high schools have ROTC programs.
Yeah, ROTC programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, all have counselors or can mm-hmm. point you to that for sure. That's a good idea. Yeah. Well, let's switch gears. So, as you know, we're always looking for staff members throughout Deer Valley. We have 4,000 employees. We're always looking for someone. So what advice could you give a current military veteran or a current military member who wants to shift gears? How could they do that, and why should they go into public ed?
It's a great way of continuing service to the community. Because as a military member, you're serving our country. So I went on to the Postal Service. I still served our community, and now I work here. And to me, public service is an honorable job to do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. How about you? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, come on in and maybe first steps, volunteer, get your volunteer training, do crosswalking monitoring, lunch monitors, all of those entry positions, you know, give you the opportunity to understand the culture of the campuses that you serve. That's how we've got a lot of our volunteers coming in and doing those two-hour positions and really enjoying being around students and being those role models that our kiddos need.
We also are using the same idea. They could actually substitute for those positions,
yes.
They didn't want to sign on the dotted line.
Yes, we have both classified substitution positions and certified, so absolutely.
Both of those work.
Yep.
And you get a chance to check it out before try before you buy.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, any other words of wisdom, obviously, as we're approaching Veterans Day that you want to share with our community?
Be thankful for your veterans. Mm-hmm. They deserve your respect. They really do.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, the same thing. I just, we at Inspiration Mountain, we always, we have a assembly every Friday where we honor those in service. And, you know, it's important for our veterans to know how much we appreciate and honor them for what they do and to instill that within our kids as well.
From the rolling seas of the U.S. Navy to the wild blue yonder of the United States Air Force, we head over to the home of the Skyhawks, Deer Valley High School. There, two Air Force veterans lead the Deer Valley Air Force Junior ROTC unit, Master Sergeant Danilia Stilchin and Major Von Whited. Together, they bring decades of experience to the Deer Valley Air Force Junior ROTC program and decades of wisdom for students considering a military career, as well as current military members looking for what's next when they retire from the military.
I'm Master Sergeant retired Danilia Stilchin. I did 20 years in the Air Force. My family had a military background. My grandfather was a Chief Master Sergeant in the Air Force. My dad was in the Navy. So the military was kind of the way to go for my family. So after I graduated from high school, went right in and did my 20 years. And then I thought about what can I do to give back to my community. And that's how I ended up where I'm at today.
Today. How about you?
All right. And I'm a Major Retired Von Whited. And my parents and my family had no desire for me to go in the military. All they could think about is their boy is going to go to Vietnam and die. Mm. So that was never an interest. But one day I was driving down the road and maybe I saw a billboard or something. I'm not sure what it was. And I decided to pull into a recruiter's office. And when I did, I talked to all four services, and it just happened to be the Air Force was something I'm more interested in. And I said, let me work on some airplanes, get greasy. And I signed up and I went. My parents weren't real happy. I think my mom cried for the first couple years. but I got in there. I really loved it. I was enlisted first, and I worked on airplanes, F-15s first, and then some F-16s. I was stationed a lot of different places. Later in my career, I crossed over to the dark side, to the officer side, and still stayed in kind of the aircraft business. Did a lot of, staff jobs and things like that, too, along the way. And then eventually I retired out of Davis-Monthan, out of Tucson, working rescue. And then, so that was 26 years. After that, I left, worked in the corporate world for a little while, and thought there's got to be more to life than just cash is king, and going to business meetings and traveling and making money. And I thought, how can I give back? How can I use my experiences to hopefully help other people make better decisions? And that's what led me to ROTC here at Deer Valley High School and helping our youth make better decisions. And that's kind of was my driving force.
So. Let's hit that then. What are the similarities and maybe differences between public education and the military?
It's very different because, you know, we sign a contract. So, you know, there are certain things that we have to do. I don't know, how would you rationale?
Between public education and the military, I'll tell you one thing that the military does offer, and that is your opportunity to go to college.
Yes. Okay.
And
yes.
Specifically in the Air Force, that's our background, is for basic training, tech school, any trainings you actually do get, you do get college credit. So they really promote education from the very, very beginning. They want you to get an education. They want you to excel. They're always trying to find a way for you to better yourself. And I think that's what we do here in the high schools as well, is we're always looking for how can we improve that kid, how can we make them better for real world when it slaps them in the face when they leave. So if they leave here, they're not only going to leave with the opportunities of learning and having their brain in the right mode when they get in the military, they're going to continue to push them down that road of education and bettering themselves.
So. Along the same lines then, what lessons from the military that you learned that you're giving to these kids?
Life skills, attention to detail, self-discipline, teamwork, something that's going to make them successful no matter what career path they choose.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with the Master Sergeant. That's definitely our focus, is teaching these kids confidence and leadership and stick-to-itiveness, grit, how to work through the face of adversity and to be able to handle situations, because life's not fair. It's difficult. And if they can learn to work through hard situations, that's what our focus is life skills. Building character, building depth of personality, and being ready for the world when it hits them.
I was talking to a kid, I was walking in, and he said, you folks changed his life, gave him perspective about what's important. And what I call purpose.
Oh,
and if a
nice.
Kid doesn't have purpose, or an adult doesn't have purpose, they wander. And
they do.
That's one of the things that you teach here, is purpose.
That's right.
Making a bigger difference with the world, our world around us. What advice would you give to a kid or a 20-something-year-old? We're going to have different people listening to this podcast about joining the military. What are the pluses of that? You mentioned education. What are some other things?
I know when I was 18 and I wanted, you know, to obviously first and foremost serve my country, but moving out, I had a guaranteed place to stay. I had guaranteed medical. I knew I was going to be fed and I was going to be taught a learned skill, something that I could potentially use outside. So joining the military, if you don't know what you want to do, you have time to figure that out, and you have not support, but the security of knowing that everything that I need is being provided.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And especially with the price and the way things are happening in today's world, is so expensive. So it's hard to focus on your dreams and your goals and getting to that self-actualization stage where you can achieve things. If you're so worried about your survival state, and living at home, or however you're going to get ahead. So it's an opportunity to not only move out of an area and become your own person, but you have your safety and your security, your food and your shelter and all that kind of stuff taken care of, so that you can focus on achieving your dreams. And you get a skill and a paycheck along the way. I think that they teach you, they put people in hard positions to take them outside their comfort zone, and they put you in a position where you have to learn, or you have to really excel. And it's not just if you don't, we're going to kick you out. They really will go to great lengths to help you through that situation. I think they make you think that we will kick you out and send you to jail and your whole life is over if you don't pass this test. But they do that to scare you and to put the intimidation in you. But in reality, they're not.
Right.
They've got a lot of money and time invested in you. They want you to excel.
Rehabilitate, train.
And they rehabilitate, they train. And
they want you to reach your potential.
They absolutely
Correct.
Do. And the average workplace might not invest all that in you, and the military absolutely invests that in you, and they want to see you become great. So I think it's a great opportunity for young people to join the military if that be something that they want. And along with all that, it teaches them and gives them purpose to be part of something bigger than themselves, to love their country, and to invest in other people instead of just being selfish and working their way down a selfish road of me. Instead, it's about service.
Nice.
I think that's huge in this world. I think you get ahead by helping others.
For sure. Let's switch gears then to, let's talk to the other military folks that maybe retired or thinking about winding down their military career. Why would you recommend, or how would you recommend, or what would you say to those folks about plugging into kids, into the public sector and public education?
I really do believe that you get so much out of reaching, just if it's one student a year, you're getting through to them and you're seeing them reach their potential and even excelling above that. If we helped mold that student into a successful young adult, then we've done our job. I get satisfaction out of seeing their success. Absolutely. And to be a part of that is huge.
I agree. I think it really doesn't matter what Deer Valley or any school system would pay us. The paycheck happens, and it happens all the time. I mean, we get emails, texts, phone calls, kids stopping by of saying, thank you, you've helped change our life, you helped us make a difference. So when I would talk to somebody who's retiring or leaving the military, I would say, sure, go into the corporate world, get it out of your system, make whatever you think you have to make, but there'll be a day, and it'll happen probably fairly soon, where you will transition from your first 40 years of, I'm in this earning stage, I've got to make this mark in my world, to you're going to move into a different stage of where now I feel like I need to give back, I need to change this world. And this is a great place to change the world, because you're changing future leaders. And I would say, if you're not there yet, hold on, it's coming. So even if it's not this career field you find, I would find some place to plug in to serve and use all this experience, all these things you've gained all these years, to help somebody else's life become better, because it's coming.
Nice. Service of others, that's why we are here. That's why Deer Valley's here. I want to thank you for your service as well. And obviously plugging into our kids makes a huge difference. Kids tell me all the time, so keep up the great work.
You got it, sir.
Finally, we go from the Air Force to the Marines, where one of the newest members of the Deer Valley School Board hails from. Paul Carver served in the Marines, in part because he was inspired by his father's service in the armed forces. And while Paul got to do some of the exciting things the Marine does all over the world, he also picked up many tips on how to work with systems and with others. Something that comes in handy for anyone working with a group of other people, such as a school board.
Well, my name is Paul Carver. I'm a current sitting member of the Deer Valley Unified School District Governing Board. I decided my senior year in high school that I wanted to serve my country, and I wanted to follow in the footsteps of my father, who'd served in the Marine Corps. And so so I did as well. I signed up for the Marine Corps, and so that's how I got there.
did you learn anything while you were there?
I learned a lot of things. I mean, besides my military occupational skill, my MOS was heavy equipment mechanic, so I was a diesel mechanic to start with. And I learned a lot of things. I learned that I'm capable of much more than I give myself credit for. I learned that pushing yourself farther than you think that you can go is a good thing, because you don't know what you're capable of, and we're all amazing human beings in our own right, and so to push that envelope. And the other great thing that I learned while I was in the military is that our people are our greatest resource, and we need to treasure and value each and every one of them to the utmost degree.
Once you are started serving as a DVSD board member, what are some of the similarities and differences between the military life and what you've seen in public ed?
Well, something that I've been able to apply to a lot of aspects of my life that I learned in the military is the concept of chain of command, and another idea called request mass. And chain of command just means that you follow the proper steps when you're trying to address an issue or get to the proper source of a concern. You don't start at the top. You start at the person that's just right above you. And then when you don't find the answer that you're looking for or understand the answer, then the process is called requesting mass. And you keep going up the ladder until you get to somebody where all sides can agree that the information that is being shared is understood. Because you're not going to necessarily agree. And that's neither here nor there. But there's a process in the military by which, if you don't understand, you can keep asking for the next guy and the next guy and the next guy until you get to the top or until you understand whichever comes first.
What would you say to, we're gonna have youngsters listening to this podcast as well. What would you say to the youngsters that might be listening about joining the military? What are some of the things you'll get as a kid about life?
Spending time in the military is an amazing opportunity. You get to do things that you never would have imagined that you could have done. I mean, while I was in the military, I went rappelling. I went on some amazing hikes. Now, guaranteed you're carrying quite a bit of weight on your back, but the experience that I got to go through, the technology that you get to wrap your hands and your mind around, the things that you get to experience. I mean, I was in the Marine Corps, so we practiced blowing things up and shooting things a lot. So that was
this is always fun.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other branches of the military that are more technologically engaged, the Air Force and the Navy, for example, and there's things that you get to do. I got to fly in a helicopter, fire a machine gun out the side of a helicopter. I mean, who gets to do that? And just some of those things. I mean, I was attached to the combat engineers, and we would go out. We went to Fort Huachuca one time, and they needed to get rid of an observation tower. And we had leftover ordnance, which is explosives, that we needed to use. And so the combat engineers went over there, and we got to participate and see how that worked. And those just aren't things that you're going to do if you just graduate school and start working a regular job. And plus, you get to travel the world and see some amazing things that you otherwise normally you probably wouldn't get to till you're 40 or 50 years old. So I would encourage everybody to take that opportunity to be of service and to enjoy some amazing opportunities.
Some of the training that they offer is obviously world class. You also have access to educational credits or college as well, GI Bill?
You betcha. So just going to boot camp for me was worth 7 college credits. And every class that you take when you're in the military equates to some sort of college credit. And when you decide that you're going to go down the college path, or even in some cases career technical trades, you can apply for your GI Bill and the government will help you pay for it. So it's a good way to... You earn credits while you're going to work, while you're in the military, for the different things that you're doing, and then you can supplement that, or rather, your education is supplemented by that, and then the cost is negligible.
So, and obviously, the employer is looking for many of the traits that are found in the military, such as?
You betcha. Being able to lead, being able to make a decision. It's not always about making the right decision, it's about making a decision. It's about being able to bring people together. To accomplish a common goal. The idea of respecting authority and the chain of command, being able to take the lead, take charge, or follow if that is your role, those are all things that a lot of folks don't just normally learn as they go through the steps of life. But when you join the military, you understand how to follow orders, but you also understand the necessity of being able to step up and fill in the gap when there is one.
There will also be people that are current military participants, members, and maybe they're thinking about shifting gears into the public sector. What advice would you give to them about serving in the public school arena?
You know, I have come across a lot of folks that have served in our nation's military and then come towards education, and they make amazing educators. The way that they can engage the children and motivate them to push themselves, to accomplish greater tasks than they ever thought they could. The things that they learn in the military are able to help them adapt to the environment of education, even though they're not dealing with adults. I mean, for heaven's sake, some of us that join the military are barely adults when we start. But they're able to learn in the service of our country things that allow them to become great leaders and motivators when they enter the classroom.
One last question. Sure. As you're a Deer Valley board member, mm-hmm. any application of military training that you've had there that applies to that role that is unique to Deer Valley?
I think critical thinking and problem-solving skills, discipline, understanding the chain of command, understanding that, I mean, my mindset when I'm on the board is that we have certain policies and procedures that we follow, and we're required to do so. I mean, you're required to do that in every facet of life, but because of my exposure through my military experience, I think that I can accept that and understand the proper way to challenge certain things when you have a question, and then the improper way to challenge that. So the military really did give me what I believe is to be a unique skill set that allows me to be a positive influence on the governing board, and helps me to be more analytical when it comes to understanding the processes and how I can best influence.
All right. Thank you for your service for DVSD and the Marine Corps. Thanks.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And we appreciate the opportunity to learn more about the military service and post-military careers of Paul Carver, Von Wedded, Danilia Stilchin, Joanne Swarting, and Tate Bradley. They are just five of the dozens of DVUSD members who have served our country, and they are now serving our students in the district. And we couldn't be more thankful for their service. If you have a topic or guest you'd like to suggest for this podcast, visit dvusd.org/soupscoop to make your suggestions. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you now have the inside scoop on DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.